Hello everyone, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco. Welcome to this lesson number 55 of the English course from scratch, basic level. I hope you really enjoyed lesson 54, which we did with a writing and listening exercise in English, that you were able to do it very well and that you were surprised by your results. If not, take it easy, little by little we will progress. Today we are going to continue with our past simple, but Pacho, when are we going to move on to the intermediate level? That level is coming, because as soon as we finish our past simple, we come to the future and from the future, then we are ready with the basis to work on that intermediate level. Okay, let's go slowly, the important thing is to learn. Now, what are we going to do today? We are going to include those West in the past simple and some of the West. What are we going to do? So, we have some sentences like this in this case and some others that are going to appear up here, which is like an answer, but we are going to ask some questions depending on what we want to know, the downage question that we are going to use. There are some that cannot be used in all of them because it depends a lot. So, let's analyze a little bit. Look at this number one. He went to the zoo yesterday. He went to the zoo yesterday. So, what is going to happen, guys? When we say he went to the zoo yesterday, we could ask some questions. Let's see if we could ask with an. We could use that good there. What do you say? Yes. Why? Because good is when. And I am using an adverb here which is a past adverb which is yesterday. So, I could ask when he went to the zoo. Yes, using the same one. We are going to use the same verbs that we have here. In this case it is the verb to go. Yes, Pacho, but it is the verb, there it is in the past. Yes, remember that the base form is go and the past tense is went. Because this is an irregular verb. That is an irregular verb. So, when was the zoo? This would be a possibility that I could have here. Let's look then with this what a cat. What was yesterday, right? What did he visit yesterday? It could be what visited, but look, we would have to handle an additional verb that is not here. And the answer would be, he visited the zoo yesterday. Yes, although he went to the zoo yesterday, okay, to would also be good. However, it is not the most appropriate, so I am not going to use it. Let's see this where which would also be an alternative. Why? Because we are talking about a place and where indicates where. So there I could where he went yesterday. If you see, we could handle it. Let's see if this could apply. Why? Why did he go to the zoo? It could be a good question, but here they are not arguing. He went to the zoo yesterday because they are not arguing it. So, it is discarded. We are asking, could we ask how did I go to the zoo? No. Or could we ask, how long was he at the zoo or something like that? No. And how many and how much, much less. So, we are going to use one of those Westos that we have here. In this case, we are going to start with this one. Well, what would the question be like? We are going to ask the question in this way. When, which is ours, when? Normally, the questions in the structure that is used are always going to start with these doublet questions. Then come the auxiliaries. In this case, the past auxiliary that we are using is what is did. When did? Then what comes in the structure is the subject or the noun that is performing that sentence. In this case it is the subject which is or that pronoun which is he. When did he? And then we are going to come with the verb. The verb to go, what is the verb when? Yes, because we are talking about was, right? Be very careful here. I cannot place this verb here in that form. I need the verb in its base form which is go. Pacho, why? Because here I'm working on the auxiliary and the auxiliary requires the verb to be in its base form, meaning that it's not going to be in the past tense. So, when did he go to the zoo? There it is. And this is a question mark. So, a question mark at the end. I put the non-question mark at the end. There it is. So, if you want to test it, you can do it like this too. Let's give it a little twist on the negative side. So it would be like he didn't go to the zoo. He say here he didn't. Yes, he didn't. What would be the verb to go? We already know what that go is. He didn't go to the zoo. And yesterday we already put that final part. Yesterday, he didn't go to the zoo yesterday. Look what happens. Let's test it on the interrogative part here. Why is this the structure and not another one? Let's see what we put in the interrogative. In the interrogative, you move this auxiliary, meaning that this is the one that starts the question. When you move it, The pronoun goes to this second position. So, it would be, did he and the rest, did he go, did? Yes, to the zoo yesterday. That's how we work on it. I'm asking if he went to the zoo yesterday. Yes, okay, that's a very good question, but my intention is not to know if he went to the zoo or not. My intention is to know what, when. So, that's why I'm going to put this here. So, our question, what is it? When did he go? When was the zoo? So, look at the structure. Did he go to the zoo? Did he go to the zoo? And what's going to happen? That good one puts this auxiliary in front because I need it. Here it says, was the zoo yesterday? And here it says, when was the zoo? You'll say, Pacho, but why is that here and not here? Well, guys, let's apply a little logic. If we put yesterday here as is, then it will say something like this. When was the zoo yesterday? Look, it sounds weird. So, that's why the question doesn't have that yestra, with where, so that we can look at the other alternative. So, where did he go yesterday? What would the question be like? So, we already know that we start with that where, which is where. Then, what comes next? Our auxiliary. Where did, now the subject, right? The one that is implied, which is he. Where did he go? In its form it will be the verb. Where did he go? Yesterday. Look, here I no longer mention the zoo. Why? Because I want to say where he went yesterday. Where did he go yesterday? So that they tell me that he went to the zoo yesterday. If we mention the zoo here, the question sounds a little weird. Okay, like this, we are going to make some other sentences. So, let me erase the board and I'm going to continue with you in a few seconds. I'll be back. Guys, now we're going to practice with 6 exercises. They are very, very easy for you. So I want you to do them first and then we check them all together. Después los vamos a ver ellos juntos todos. Number 1. He watched a film in his house. He watched a film in his house. How would we do that? Let's ask a question, for example, with this what. What did he watch in his house? It could be. Or KVOL could also be an alternative. Yes, you know that we have several options that could apply, we would have to depend on our intention. So let's ask KVOL en su casa. So, how would it be? We already know what that what is. Our auxiliary is that. What did that he? This is the pronoun that we have in that sentence. The pronoun that we have in that sentence. What did he watch? Yes, be very careful in this part because we are not going to put the dead. Why not, Pacho? Because remember that we are here with our auxiliary. So, what did he watch in his house? Sorry, in his house. In his house. What did he watch in his house? Look how easy that question is. Yes, so, what would be the answer? He watched a film. There it is. So, look at this. Number 2. They came here by taxi. They, what? They came. They came here by taxi. They came by taxi. Remember that by can also be by. We'll make some distinction later on with that by. So, how could we ask here? Yes, how did they come here? So, how? We already know what that how is. It could be our alternative. So, here is how. Our auxiliary here is the our auxiliary. How did we're talking about who? About them. How did they? And our verb in its base form is which, the verb come. Yes, remember that it's an irregular verb. This is an irregular verb. And in the present we say come, in the past we say came. Come and came. So, remember that we're not going to put that one over there, which is came. Why? Because it's the base form. How did they come here? There it is. Very easy. Look, so how did they come here? How did they come here? Number 3. We stayed in Italy for 3 months. We stayed in Italy for 3 months. So, we could use, which one? How long? Yes, let's ask how long they were in Italy. How long? Yes, let's look at how long. What's the pronoun? Which one? We isn't. Why not? Because I'm going to ask, how long were you in Italy? Dude, but there they say we. It could be. The thing is that if you use we, it's like a self-question. How long were we in Italy? It could be a self-question and it could be correct. However, here it is, we're going to do the intention like this. I ask so that you can answer me. How long did you stay in Italy? How long did it? Yes, do you stay? Yes, we're going to put this verb here. Remember that Ed takes us. Do you stay in Italy? How long were you in Italy? So what's the answer? We stayed in Italy for 3 months. There it is. So, very easy. Look, I ask about you and the answer is with us. Look at this. Number 4. I spent a lot of money last month. Yes, I spent a lot of money last month. So what are we going to ask? Yes, how much money did you spend? Could I use this? So let's use that how much, which we know is how much or how much. How much? How much? What? How much money? How much money? How much money did you spend, Pacho? But it keeps coming back and appearing. Oh, like the previous one. Remember, how much money do you spend? So the answer is I spent. Yes, a lot of money. So, how much money then? What comes next? Our auxiliary, which is that did. How much money do you spend? That's the verb in its base form. Spend in the present tense. Spend last month. There would then be our sentence number 4 ready. How much money did you spend? How much money do you spend last month? Look at sentence number 5. She went to the doctor because she felt sick. Yes, look here. So, she went where she went to the doctor because she felt sick. So, could we use one like which? For a change we could use that why. Why did she go to Dr. Pacho? And why? Because look there we are using that because makes us like the argument. So we are going to ask why did she go to the doctor? How would it be? Why? Yes, our auxiliary. What is it? Which one? Did and we are talking about who? Her. Why did she go? Why did she go to the doctor? Yes, there it is. So, very easy. Go to the doctor. Why did she go to the doctor? Look then. And why did she go? Because she felt sick. Because he felt sick. And finally, number 6. They read the story very well yesterday. They read the story very well yesterday. Be very careful, please. Here, they read the story. Read, Pacho, but that's not read. Read is in the present tense. The pronunciation is in the present tense, but here it's in the past tense, which is read. Pacho, and how do you know it's in the past tense? Remember that context is very important and look at what I have there at the end, which is yesterday. So, yesterday is a past adverb and so it gives me the notion that this sentence is in the past tense. They read the story very well yesterday. So, what could we ask here? How? Yes. How? Pacho. So, look at this guys. Do you remember this? How well? What does how well mean? Also, that they also read the story yesterday. So, that's what we're going to do. How well our auxiliary here is that. How well did they yes? Read. Be very careful because here it is read. Why? Because it's the pronunciation in the present tense. Read and read. There it is. How well did they read the story? The story yesterday. So there it is this sentence and it's a question. Let's look at something here that could raise a question, a possible question. You might say, Pacho, but look, over there it is and this is also from also and here too. And why over there was red and here red? Quote, why would that be, guys? Let's see, let's think about it. Remember that this dita makes the verb be in its base form. And in its base form it is read and in the past it is read because we are also using the past adverb which is yesterday and that is why we have to make a variation in pronunciation. Yes, there are several verbs like those, but we are going to get used to it a little bit and I hope you are reviewing it a lot with the list of verbs that I left you. Well, guys, I am going to leave you here in the description an exercise that is a short text and you are going to get many questions from it using all those possibilities that we have. I hope you are very creative, that you like this a lot. Subscribe if you haven't already and remember, practice makes perfect. Okay, my friends, see you next class and have a great day. Bye bye.